What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I hope you had a fun day yesterday and over the weekend. Long 4th of July holiday weekend for many of you. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. And look, and remember, don't be bummed out. Don't be bummed out. It's summertime. It's Monday. It's the beginning of another week. But if we don't have Monday, if we don't have the beginning of a week, we're not going to get to another weekend. So look, before you know it, the weekend's going to be here. So just, you know, live this day, enjoy life, and just don't take Mondays for granted. I'm really glad you're with us. I had a nice trip across the lake yesterday. Went to a birthday party on the North Shore. It was a lot of fun, and I met some really nice people who listened to the show, who basically said, keep doing what you're doing. You know, we feel like we're on an island with you. This island is getting bigger. The island is growing constantly. So, yeah, you're not alone. You know, if you live in this area and you feel like because of your opinions and your views, you're alone, this show is proof that you are not alone. And then I got a number of comments on social media over the weekend on Facebook, the comments on Facebook, and then mainly the comments on Substack. And if you haven't joined me there, I'm doing more on Substack than Facebook. I'm going to do a video later today on Facebook, but I've shifted most of my video stuff to Substack. Go to Substack.com, download the app, and just search Scoot on the Air. It's an extension of our show. And sometimes I can provide some visuals for you there, but it really is just an extension of our show. And if you can't comment here, we'd rather you comment here, but if you can't comment here, comment on Substack. I would love to invite you to become a subscriber and become part of our new family on Substack. But a lot of comments from MAGA Trump people, and they're just saying things like, you know, I'm wrong because Donald Trump has made no mistakes. He hasn't made any mistakes. So we're going to get to that a little bit later. But we have really more important things to talk about. I'm really fascinated that there's so much talk and there's a lot of buzz in the news today about the Epstein files. And Pam Bondi, the Attorney General for the United States, says she has uncovered a truckload of Jeffrey Epstein evidence. And the FBI said that the Epstein files do not exist. And there are a lot of people who are diehard MAGA supporters, and some of them are high-ranking MAGA supporters of Trump. And they are denying this idea that there's no Epstein client list. That's impossible to believe, that there's no Epstein client list. And if there's no list, then why hasn't President Trump released the Epstein files? But I'm fascinated that there's so many people who want the Epstein files released, because if Trump is in there, it's disaster. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can get away with, but having sex with underage girls, you know, having sex with a porn star while your wife's pregnant, hey, that's bad. But having sex with underage girls, that's tragic. That's going to totally hurt Trump if it's true. Elon Musk says it's true. And now pro-Trump journalist Brian Glenn He's being bombarded with mega supporters who want the Epstein files released. Maybe people want them released because they think it's going to exonerate Donald Trump. And Elon Musk has once again just totally blasted Trump and the Department of Justice, claiming that there's no Epstein list. He says that this is obviously, the final straw. So, we'll talk a little bit about that later. Do you want the Epstein files released? I do. But if you're a Trump supporter and there's any chance that Trump is in there, you should not want these released. But there are a lot of people who want them released. Look, we cannot get beyond talking about the flooding in Texas. You and I watched this over the weekend, and it is just so heartbreaking. It's so tragic, especially Camp Mystic, where girls and camp counselors were just swept away. Over 20, I think, are still missing. And the death toll continues to rise. It is expected to. These floodwaters hit suddenly at about midnight, somewhere between midnight and the early morning hours. And apparently there was a nearby boys' camp, and they had the National Weather Radio service. They, I believe, got an alert, but the girls' camp did not. I mean, that's my understanding. And so at a time when President Trump wants to cut funding and stop using some equipment that is used to forecast storms, he wants to cut this from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, whatever that group is. He wants to cut that funding. I think this is proof that we don't need to cut that funding. We need to find better ways to forecast what's coming. This is part of a system that really started in the Gulf of Mexico, and it was really over Mexico, and it was kind of a tropical system. And then it just moved north through Mexico and into Texas, and then it just sat there. Now, this part of Texas is hilly. And it's called the Hill Country of Texas, and it's to the north, slight west, the north-northwest of San Antonio. And this area is very hilly. So all of the rain is rushing down from the hills into the Guadalupe River. And you've seen the pictures. I saw not a small, but a large dump truck that was just like twisted and bent out of shape. You know, you put your hands underwater, under the faucet, and the water just runs through your hands. But when water is in a mass group, when water is massive, it is so powerful. And this is like total destruction in some areas. And we can't ignore this. So we'll be talking about this this afternoon. But, you know, when Trump starts talking about firing people and getting rid of people with the National Weather Service, look, I'm sure there's some redundancy there. But, I mean, don't brag about it. And don't do these. You know, Trump has already admitted that he's made mistakes. I mean, he doesn't admit it, but his actions are an admission that he's made mistakes in the Doge firings of all these federal workers, and now they're desperately trying to get some back. So that was a mistake, firing all those people the way they did. Find the redundancy instead of a blanket firing, trying to make a statement to MAGA. Yeah, well, this is what we're doing, man. We're firing all these people. We're doing this. Instead of doing it that way, just go find out the redundancy and fire those people. But not everybody. But again, this is a payback to, you know, the right-wing radicals. So it's, you know, it's concerning because this administration doesn't think before it does stuff. It just does stuff. And I mean, I'm right about this. You might not like it, but I'm right about this because, again, the federal firings, the blanket firings from Doge, they're trying to hire people back. Well, if that was the right thing, explain to me why they're trying to hire people back. So it's time to rethink that. We have flooding in New Orleans, but our flooding here destroys homes and businesses. It destroys cars. It's not a sweeping rapid flood, a powerful, powerful flood water that just wipes out an area. And it's just, it's, it's so hard to watch this and to see the ramifications of what has happened. It's horrible. Also, Essence Fest, the airport. I saw scenes on the 12 o'clock noon news on Channel 4. I saw scenes from the airport. I have never been to the airport. I have never seen any scene from the airport that was as crowded as the scene that I saw just a little while ago from the airport. People leaving from 4th of July weekend and Essence Fest. I have never seen the airport. I've never seen the TSA lines that long. I mean, it's just massive. You know, I would get to the airport 3 hours before my flight if I were you, if you're heading out to the airport. But look, man, Essence Fest. I was Thursday evening. No, it was Friday. Friday afternoon. I was on the verge of buying like $240 worth of tickets. Two tickets. It was going to be like $243 or something like that. I was going to buy two tickets to Essence Fest. I wanted to see the Isley Brothers and, you know, a few other people. And I was going to go to Essence Fest. And all of a sudden, it just didn't seem like the right thing to do. I am so glad I didn't do that. Lauryn Hill, who was added to the show, didn't go on until after 2:30 in the morning. And she played to a nearly empty dome. Now, I went to Essence Fest a few years ago, and they used the full dome. Essence Fest this year was only half the dome. I don't know what's happened to Essence Fest, but they're not bringing in the people they used to bring in, number one. And you heard in our news that they're going, okay, well, you know, it's our job to listen to complaints. No, man, it's your job to get it right. And I would think that there are a lot of people who are really PO'd about how Essence Fest was handled this year, the concert part of it. I don't know about the stuff that went on at the convention center, but this is kind of a travesty. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Keith Spira, music journalist for the Times-Picayune and for Advocate and NOLA.com. He was there. Babyface didn't go on Friday night until after midnight. And then Boyz II Men ended really, really late last night. They were the final act, I believe. They ended in the early morning hours. And again, you know, it starts off with just half the dome, and then it's practically empty for these performers to come on at that hour. Man, big, big screw-ups. And yes, it's their job to listen to complaints, but, you know, it's your job to get it right. You've been doing this long enough. This stuff should not happen. This is inexcusable, and people are paying good money. And I almost wasted $243, I think it was, to buy two tickets to Essence Fest. It would have been a total waste if I would have had to sit there for that long. And Glorilla was on the playlist, but she was in some other area and wasn't even on the main stage. That's my understanding of what happened. So, you know, this is not good. And they need to clear this up and they need to figure out what happened because, you know, people come here, they love New Orleans, they love Essence Fest. It's a great summertime event, brings a lot of money into the city. But if this continues to happen, Essence Fest is going to be a ghost town. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I'd love to talk to anybody who went to Essence Fest and experienced this. Now, if you had a great time, then tell me you had a great time. I don't want you to just support what I'm saying. If you went and it was great, let me know. But from what I'm hearing, if I were there, I would be really, really angry with the Essence Fest people. I mean, really angry. This is inexcusable. All right, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Yeah, how was your 4th of July weekend?
It was lovely. I spent, you know, most of the actual holiday just kind of puttering around my house. You know, I just moved, so there's a lot of artwork to put on the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
Plants to repot and things to take out of boxes and stuff. You know, I lived there for just about 5 weeks now, but man, still a pretty long process, you know, getting settled into a new spot. And then, you know, I'm going to be in A Midsummer Night's Dream, which opens at the Shakespeare Festival at Tulane later this week. So Saturday and Sunday, I was at rehearsal from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. both days. And that was my whole weekend, man.
Wow. Yeah, that's a busy weekend. It does take time to get settled. I appreciate you not calling me and asking you to help.
Yeah, of course. I know better than that.
No, I mean, look, if you really need me, I'm going to help you. I mean, if you need a kidney, that's a whole different story. But if you need me to help you, I'm going to help you. Okay?
I know you would. Hey, we have so much to talk about today, but I really wanted to make sure I got in this plug for myself. I think it was Thursday that I complained loudly about the punishment light at the corner of Rampart and Canal.
I remember that.
Well, guess what was the top story on NOLA.com when I got out of bed this morning? Headline reads, "Why is the Rampart light at Canal so short?" Here's why the New Orleans red light timing can vary. You see what we're doing?
Oh, I know. Look, you know, I know. I mean, I know. Look, the people in this city listen, and sometimes news gets ideas from our show. And look, that's great. I mean, we get ideas from them. They get ideas from us. So it's interesting how you bring up something like that. And what you were doing, and when I bring up stuff that involves me, it's not about me. It's that if it affects me, I know it affects many of you. So it's about talking about issues that it's not just about us, but if it hurts us, then it's hurting many of you. So that's why we talk about it.
Yeah. The reporter from NOLA.com that went out there said they found that light is just 10 seconds long. You have 10 seconds to hit that green light. Most of the signals on parallel streets like Basin and Elk and Liberty are between 24 to 35 seconds.
Wow.
Most lights on Canal Street around 30 seconds. When reached for comment, the city and RTA both declined to say anything. So
why?
I don't know that they really
How can they get away with not saying anything?
Yeah, we're just not going to tell you about that.
Well, you know, but that's unacceptable. These people serve the public. They need to be pressured to make comments. They serve the public. It's so typical. But look, see, that's great. This is journalism at work, because that person went out there and timed the lights with a clock and got the information. And that's journalism at work. So I appreciate that article.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Keith Spera about Essence Fest. And I didn't go this year. I almost went. I was just about to click the number. I think it was $243 for two tickets. Pretty good seats. There were thousands of seats available. I mean, this was not even close to a sellout. Not even close. I mean, at the last minute, you could find tickets in many different sections. And I was getting really good seats at the last minute, as you can tell by the price. And I almost went. I would have loved to have seen the Isley Brothers, but it didn't work out. And I'm so glad it didn't, because then I find out about just this Charlie Foxtrot that took place at Essence Fest. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I hope you had a great 4th of July holiday weekend, and it was a great time to celebrate the birthday of America. All right, I did go down to see the fireworks display Friday night on the river. It was free, and that was just amazing. All right, we'll be right back on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, this is Ms. Lauryn Hill, and she was one of the artists at Essence Fest 2025. Man, she didn't go on stage until really, really early in the morning, and a lot of people had left. Now, I know she's still being paid the same, but I mean, it's got to be tough to get up there and perform to basically a kind of an empty place. Keith Spear is music entertainment journalist for NOLA.com, The Advocate and Times-Picayune. Keith joins us on WWL. Hey, Keith.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good. So, look, tell me about your experience at Essence Fest. It seemed like a lot went wrong.
Well, it was bizarre. You know, the Lauryn Hill show was like seeing a Tipitina's show in the Superdome. You know, I mean, when she finished, if there were 800 or 900 people left in the whole of the Superdome, that was probably a lot.
Wow.
Which was something.
And you know, I don't know when they started using half the dome, but when I went a few years ago, they used the full dome, and now it's down to half a dome. So that's really a diminished capacity for Essence Fest.
Well, they've never used the full circumference of the dome because the stage, it blocks all the seats kind of on one side. You know, the capacity for Essence these days, I think, is set up somewhere between 40 and 45,000.
Okay, maybe I was drunk. I don't know. Maybe I was drunk. I thought
maybe you're thinking of Garth Brooks. Maybe you're thinking of Garth Brooks. He did it all
the way. Oh, no. I mistook Garth Brooks for the Essence Fest. That's an easy mistake, right?
Exactly. They set up between 40 and 45. But I mean, I would say this year, I'd be surprised if they had more than 20 or 25,000 at the peak this year. And, you know, Friday night and last night especially, you know, I doubt seriously they cracked 20,000. But then, you know, when you keep people there from 7 p.m. till 3:30 in the morning, you're going to lose a lot of your audience. And, and that happened Friday night. And it kind of happened again last night with Boys to Men. You know, they finished last night around just before 3 in the morning last night. So, or this morning. So they also ran really, really late.
You know, Keith, Essence Fest is such a premier event in New Orleans, and I've loved it, and it's just been just very proud to welcome Essence Fest and everybody in town for this event. But I was on the verge of buying, I think it was $240 for two tickets, good seats. I was surprised Friday during the day how many tickets were available for Friday night. And I thought, you know, Isley Brothers and other people would be, you know, fun to see, Babyface and others. So I was going to go, and I just decided, I don't know, this just doesn't seem right. I'm so glad I didn't go. And then Glorilla, am I right? She wasn't even on the stage. She was somewhere else.
No, she was there. She was
okay.
On stage. She was absolutely there. And she was a lot of fun. I mean, she was good.
Okay.
But, you know, at that point, they had 8 main stage acts scheduled on Friday night and last night, which is at least 2 too many. You know, just because every time you change over from one act to the next, there's a potential for delays. And that's what happened Friday night and Sunday night. Those delays just kind of snowballed, setting the whole thing behind schedule. And, you know, obviously Lauryn Hill has a reputation for being late and being difficult and all this. She maybe added in an extra 20-minute delay to the program. Like, it looked like after Maxwell had performed and the stage was set, you know, that was kind of around 2 a.m. And then she didn't go on until about 2:30, thereabouts, or a little bit later. So she maybe had 20 minutes, but the show was already 90 plus minutes behind schedule when it came time for her to perform. So, you know, that's what happens when you have so many acts on a bill like that.
Keith, what do you think happened? Because this is not their first rodeo. They've been doing this for a long time, but it seems like these massive delays, especially if it happened not just one night, but other nights, this seems to be pretty inexcusable.
Well, there's been a lot of turnover at Essence. You know, there's new ownership, and there is a new team working on the festival. The past couple of years, there was one individual who was designated the vice president in charge of the festival. It was a guy named Hakeem Holmes, who went to St. Aug and had been with Essence for a number of years. He left the company last year, and there is no permanent festival staff within the Essence organization. It's people that are involved in other elements, other activities and other aspects of the Essence brand that put together the festival. And so I think they've lost a lot of institutional knowledge. And so they kind of start from scratch. And, you know, this year had a lot of problems from the marketing, you know, the way they rolled out the performers' names originally. There was confusion over the super lounge element in the dome. You know, they added Lauryn Hill 2 days before the festival started, so there was really no time to advertise her or sell tickets based on her being added to the festival. So it was kind of a waste of money, quite frankly, to have her on the bill, especially when she ended up playing to, you know, at most 2,000 people and at the end, you know, 800 or 900. So,
yeah,
and then on top of that, I'm sure Essence incurred a lot of fines for going so far over time. You know, I mean, the Superdome still had to pay hundreds of ushers and security guards for all those extra hours. So, you know,
well, that's right. The ushers and those security people, some of them, I mean, they had to be tired, but they had to love the money because they were still being paid.
Yeah, they got paid. But I mean, again, there were a lot of zombie like expressions at 4 a.m. when I was walking out of the dome.
I can imagine. Tired.
And they all had to be back, you know, the next afternoon. So, yeah. You know, I mean, there's one guy I talked to, one of the ushers, you know, who lives in Slidell. So he's like, he didn't get home until 5 a.m. Saturday morning. You know,
yeah,
and turn back around and come back.
Those security people have to stay till everybody's out of the dome.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah, they have to clear the whole dome and, you know, get everything tightened up. So, yeah, it's a long night. So, they've got to rethink the scheduling. You know, they've got to cut down the number of acts. And, you know, one of the problems this year was that they didn't have a superstar talent to drive sales. There was no Beyonce, there was no Janet Jackson, no Drake. None of the really big performers were on the bill this year, and that hurt sales.
Do you think they just thought they could get away with it because they're Essence, and they kind of took the audience for granted and thought, well, we can just put something on and they're gonna come, and, you know, maybe they learn differently?
Yeah. I think there's a little of that. I think they hope that at some point the festival sells itself, that people want to come just for the experience of being at the Essence Festival. To a degree, that's true, but you do need the stars to drive the, you know, casual fan of the festival. And one of the problems is there are only so many superstars within that R&B rap genre, and a lot of them are locked into their own tours. You know, i.e. Beyonce is in the middle of her Cowboy Carter tour right now. So she was in Washington D.C. this weekend playing shows up there. Chris Brown, he's playing the Superdome for his own show later this fall. You know, Kendrick Lamar was just doing his own tour. So these artists aren't always available year in and year out. And again, and unlike Jazz Fest, you know, which draws from country, classic rock, modern rock, hip hop, R&B, you know, Jazz Fest has all those types of music. Essence is a little more limited in scope, which limits the number of superstars that are available for you to book.
You know, word spreads quickly with social media these days. Do you think that this is going to give a black eye to Essence Fest? Will this have a negative impact on the next year's fest?
It definitely hurts. There's been a generational shift going on at Essence where the, you know, original generation of fans that were coming 30 years ago are maybe aging out a little bit. So the festival is definitely trying to cultivate a younger audience. But things like this are not the way to do that. I mean, that initial story I wrote about Lauren going on so late and the festival ending at, you know, almost 4 a.m., has gotten, over 200,000 page views at this point. I mean, it kind of went viral and got picked up by a bunch of other media outlets. So, yeah, it was big news nationally. And you're absolutely right. That does not do Essence any favors to have that reputation out there. So, you know, I think going forward, they got to do some damage control and they got to rethink a couple of strategic decisions and figure out what they want to be.
Well, I have to tell you, being in the mainstream media, I did not hear that much about Essence leading up to it this year. I mean, I knew it was happening. I knew it was coming, but I didn't hear any buzz whatsoever about Essence this year.
No, and people have alluded to that. You know, it's hard to quantify buzz, but this year's Essence did not have a lot of buzz, you know, and you're exactly right. It just wasn't out there. There weren't as many visitors in town, and there wasn't the excitement that you get from having a can't miss act. Yeah. You know, there are a lot of great things I saw, you know, Boys to Men playing it, you know, two this morning. They were really good. Total pros about it. You know, they brought the heat from the get-go because they knew the audience was tired. They knew it was late. They were, you know, they brought it. Babyface the other night, a lot of fun. They did a tribute to the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack with a bunch of different artists at last night's show. A lot of fun. A tribute to Quincy Jones, a lot of fun. The Master P show was the best show that I've ever seen him do. He had dozens of people in camouflage out there, all kinds of guests. A lot of fun. But none of that really generated the big buzz that a festival needs to, you know, sustain ticket sales and sustain itself over the years.
One of the reasons I wanted to go Friday night was just to see the Isley Brothers. How were they?
You know, it was not the best Isley Brothers show I've seen. They were way too loud. Like, they were the first live band to play that night. Everybody else had tracks prior to them. So I don't know if they were, like, trying to make up for the fact that they were the first live band out there, but it was deafeningly loud, and they just played the songs too fast and just kind of bludgeoned them to death.
I did not
think it was the best Isley show I've seen. I've seen some very good Isley Brothers shows over the years, but this was not one of them.
Well, I'm so glad I didn't spend that $243 to go. All right, Keith Sparra, music entertainment journalist with NOLA.com, The Advocate, and The Times-Picayune. Thanks for your time and your expertise. Always great talking to you, Keith.
I'm heading for a nap right now.
All right, Keith, go. I won't call you the rest of the day. All right. I really wanted to see the Isley Brothers, but apparently they were not that great. So, man, I dodged a bullet not heading down there. But, hey, look, it was a nice weekend. There were no problems. And, you know, there's going to be problems here and there. But it was a nice Essence Fest weekend. The city made a lot of money. But, man, Essence Fest better get their act together because there's a lot of negative publicity about this year's Essence Fest. And they've got a lot of work to do between now and next year. I hope they do it because it's a great event in New Orleans. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is summertime in the city. It feels like we just had a light shower in downtown New Orleans and 50% chance of rain throughout the afternoon. A gunman ambushed Border Patrol agents in McAllen, Texas. He was shot and killed when the agents returned fire. Stupid man doing something really stupid. Now he's dead. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Yeah, most of the texts right now are about Essence Fest. There are lots of texts about the flooding, and we'll get to those in the next hour. But here's a text that says, "Hey, guys, I went to Essence Fest on Saturday night, and it seems like they were rushing the artists. None of them did any major big hits. I don't think Essence paid them enough so they can do their big hits. Was the first and last time for me."
Wow. See, that is damaging. You know, you have a bad meal at a restaurant, and it's going to take you a long time, if ever, that you're going to go back. And, you know, Essence Fest is pricey. You know, if you live here, the tickets are not cheap. But if you're coming from somewhere around the country to come to Essence Fest, you're spending a lot of money. It's a great event in New Orleans, and I don't like to hear these negative things about Essence Fest. And I, you know, we just heard from Keith Spear that there's been a big disruption with the Essence Fest staff, and there's a new owner or something like that. And they better get their act together because they're going to have some work to do to make up for this negativity.
Here's a text that says Essence is directed mostly at blacks, and that limits their ultimate reach. Plus, younger fans often don't have the money to travel to New Orleans like previous generations. You add in a dearth of superstars on the bill. Essence needs to scale back and hire professional staff for putting on concerts.
Yeah, or they just need to get somebody big, get a couple of big acts. You know, there were years when they had a couple of big acts. And this is not the first time they're doing this. I mean, their appeal to primarily the African-American community, although Robin Thicke was there. You know, Robin Thicke, there are white people who love that music. And I went 1 year, and I was one of the only white people there, but I didn't feel out of place or anything. But they've done this before, and it's been packed. So this year was decidedly different, and their appeal is no different this year than it has been in the past, and they've been less successful, so they need to figure that out.
Yeah, I reject the idea that the reason it wasn't successful is that there aren't enough black people
right.
in America
no,
to fill up, put those butts in those seats. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know, we've been doing this for, what, 30 years? I think the first one was 1995, and this is the only one I can recall.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, where did everybody go?
Yep.
I don't think it's... Demographically, nothing has really changed. It's just
exactly.
Like the marketing effort isn't there. And I was really shocked to hear Keith Sparrow say they do not have a permanent staff to put on this festival. That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, to do something as complicated as that. And it really is. I mean, you gotta get offers out to these musicians. That's, you know, not just one person's job, but an entire office's job. You got to do all the marketing. You got to do logistics. You need legal. You need accounting. You need
permits. I mean, there's been a blueprint.
The idea that there's not one office of people that does this year after year is crazy.
And there's been a blueprint for this for years. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty easy to, you know, hire people who work for the old company to still work with you as you put this together. But I maybe they took the audience for granted and thought, hey, we're Essence Fest. They're going to come anyway. And that didn't really happen. All right. Let's go to Gregory in Metairie. Hey, Gregory.
Hey, Scoot. I hope you had a great weekend. It's nice to talk to you.
It's nice.
It's really discouraging because I went to Essence Fest, I think, twice. And that was a long time ago. I had maybe 15 years. I'm trying to do the math. About 15 years ago. And they had great acts. I saw the Spinners, Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, I guess it was about 135 white people there, but nobody, you know, it was still fun, you know, you felt like you were in an island, but nonetheless, it was fun. And one year I had to work it, I was at the Hilton and I was doing a bar, you know, cause there are a lot of sponsors out there. And, I was working at the Hilton and a lot of people from the Essence Festival stayed there. And a lot of people had gripes about, you know, the massive crowds, but no tipping.
Well, no. You know, that's an interesting topic.
I don't mean to get into another subject, but, yeah. You know, there were senior people at the Hilton at the time that took their vacation during Essence Fest because they didn't, and they had the guys that had lesser years there. We worked the bars. And it was fun. I mean, I'm not, you know, really complaining, but I think the mismanagement of that is left up to maybe ineptitude or misorganization. I don't know. Yeah,
it seems like the above.
The mayor was running it, you know?
Yeah.
Seems like our mayor was running that
well,
show.
Well, she acts like she runs stuff, you know.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
And another thing, I had friends that lived outside of San Antonio near Kernville, and man, they were the first ones to rush up there to go help these people. I can't believe what happened in Texas.
Oh, it's just it's
tragic.
It's awful. Yeah, it's
I have relatives
bad.
There, you know, like I said, and gee whiz. I mean, how can you? But, you know, it's nobody's fault. That's an act of God. And let's just leave it at that. You know, people are already pointing fingers at stuff, and that's just not true.
Well, the only thing that I'm bringing up is, you know, this is an example of why, you know, you just can't like just blanketly fire a lot of people without having like really good reason to fire people. And that's my only point. But yes, you're right. This is an act of God. It's something that happened. I don't know if things had changed, but if things could have changed or been different, I don't know if there was a lack of personnel or whatever. I'm not really sure about that. But I do know that this is a reminder that we need good forecasting and we need to let people know that is vital. And everybody didn't know that this was happening. All right. On the Scoot on the Air Rock calendar on this day in 1962, this was the number one song in America. It's called The Stripper, and people were taking off their clothes everywhere. No, that's not true. But this song, it just kind of has that, that sound where you just, you know, kind of sassy and saucy and, yeah, number one song in the country, The Stripper. David Rose is the artist. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock calendar on this day in 2006, Pink Floyd founder Syd Barrett passed away. He was 60 years old, and here's a classic from Pink Floyd. Coming up in the next hour, let's talk about the flooding in Texas. We have flooding here, but it's not anything like what's going on in Texas. And the scenes that we have seen are just shocking. And the idea that there are still so many people missing is just so discouraging. And this thing hit apparently at midnight and after, and not everybody just even knew this was coming, and this was from a system that came up from Mexico. So we'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Monday afternoon on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.